I'm Josh James. Welcome to another edition of Mondays with the Mayors, a weekly segment where we interview the top administrators in communities across central Kentucky. This week, we're joined by Mayor Steve Connolly of Berea. Thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
You're welcome. Glad to.
First, I wanted to bring up an issue that's back in the headlines here in Lexington because your community is dealing with a similar situation, and that's how to deal with a mandated stormwater project. Talk a little bit about that and what Berea is doing to institute and to pay for those improvements.
Yes, with the 2010 census, Berea's population exceeded 10,000, which placed us in a category that we would have a mandated stormwater plan. Coincidentally, we had several incidents of flooding the previous years, and so the two somewhat go hand in glove. We have engaged an engineering firm to help us get a handle on what stormwater planning needs to be taken place. We are in the early stages of devising the plan, and have been warned that the other communities who have already embarked upon such operations have had to find ways to fund it. And so as we develop our plan and know a little bit more about what we are talking about in terms of educating the public and infrastructure improvements to collect, manage, and then sometimes treat our stormwater runoff, we likely will be looking at some type of fee to provide the money for the infrastructure improvements.
Also, recently in August, I believe, you along with several other officials signed what's called a mutual aid agreement between the city of Berea, Berea College, and Madison County. That's for times of emergency. What was the idea behind that agreement?
Well, in conjunction with these recent flooding events we had, about 3 years ago we had an ice storm that eliminated the power feed from Kentucky Utilities to the entire town for a number of days, and the college was shut down and much of the city was shut down. Learning from that, we decided to try to work together, the city and the college, to inventory what assets each of us had and how might we be able to cooperate in times of stress and emergency. And out of that grew this mutual aid agreement, which also includes the county emergency planning operation.
Finally, I know you're working on your sort of answer to Lexington's legacy trail there in Berea. How is it coming along?
Yes, we're very excited about that. In October, Berea College will celebrate its annual Mountain Day with the students off from study and exploring the Indian Fort Mountain on the edge of town. The city has chosen that day, along with the college, to open, to unveil the first leg of our Indian Fort pedestrian bicycle trail. As soon as that ribbon cutting is held, the city will begin constructing the path from Indian Fort Mountain parking lot back to that rural road.
Well, Mayor Connolly, I want to thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
You're welcome, Josh. Thank you.